outside the box, wanting my money to do only good things. Today's topic is donations no more. I usually send many small donations to nonprofit, mostly grassroots groups I support, at the end of each year. But this last year was a bit different. I decided not to support a few of those groups because either they are paying a few staff too much or have a large endowment that's invested in the stock market. Here's part of what I wrote to those groups. I've supported you for years, sometimes decades, and I appreciate very much the good work you do. However, for now at least, unless you can help me understand your finances better, I need to stop donating. Since I send a pittance, you may not care, but I hope you will anyway. If your group either has an endowment of $1 million or more that's invested in the stock market or pays any of its staff more than $100,000, I'm no longer supporting you. According to your group's most recent IRS Form 990, you're in one or both categories. However, there may be good financial reason why you're doing either of these things. I'm certainly open to hearing about that. I would rather support than not support you. I've been concerned for many years about how money is invested in the stock market when it is not being spent directly to promote the goals of an organization. I realize if a group gambles successfully in stocks, it generates 5 to 10%, possibly more, dividends per year that can be used for the organization in future years. But I'm sure your group can find a place to invest that money that's safer and benefits the local community rather than in corporations that try to squash local small businesses, pay as little as possible to their workers, and may or may not care about what they do to the environment. Why give money to companies that oppose your values and programs? I've also been concerned, and more recently so thanks to the billionaires who bought the last election, that wealth inequality is creating two societies, one for the wealthy 1% and another for the rest of us, the 99%. And an economy favoring the rich, not everyone else. I believe any person should be able to live in this country on $100,000 a year or less, although if you're located in a major metropolitan area, that may now be a stretch. If I can live on less than 1/10 of that amount, and comfortably, I hope any staff member of an organization can do okay on $100K. Including saving money to be able to buy a house, to take an occasional vacation, and to produce a child, although we have too many of those already on this planet. If your organization is paying any staff more than that amount, I feel you're contributing to creating that wealthy society and should cut the pay or find someone who can work for $100,000 or less. If your group is addressing poverty issues, you will be more effective if you are in solidarity with those who you work with. For decades, I've been sensitive about how my money is used, good or bad. If I gave you a donation, would it contribute to a program, or would it go into the endowment and wind up as part of the cost of another share of stock? I don't want to take that risk. From a strategic point of view, with the world in terrible shape and climate catastrophe breathing down our necks, is it really useful to hold on to money for a rainy day when a deluge is already on our doorsteps? I realize that it may offer some security to staff and the public, knowing the group will be there next year. But if you use unspent money to do more, you will likely be valued and supported even more than you are now. I may be entirely misunderstanding your finances. I would be happy to have gotten it wrong, so please do explain the reality to me. One group that I'm still donating to told me that one staff member is being paid over $100,000 because they're the only wage earner in a household of five people. That made sense to me. Hoping to hear from you. What good causes do you support? Do they have an endowment? And how much do they pay their staff? I'm Larry Danziger, trying to have my piddly donations used in the best way possible.